Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we honor Martin Luther King Jr. today, this week, this month, I love a lot of the quotes that I see online, and I've lived by much of what he's taught, and I think more people should. And when we reflect on Martin Luther King and all that he's done, some of his most simple sentences and simple statements are things that I think we really need to live by, and many people don't. And it's interesting because from a psychology standpoint, when we help patients deal with their depression and their anxiety, a lot of how we treat people is to retrain their focus, to not concentrate on the hate, to not let the bitterness bring them down, to not let one person bring them down. And these are things that Martin Luther King had embodied and had taught. And so for those of you, any one of us could hear any of his statements or his reflections and feel a connection, like this happened to me. So for example, all right, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. I wish this could be written on everybody's house and everybody's bedroom and everybody's workplace. How many times do people have a goal, and then let's say they reach some disappointment or obstacles? You want to be a physician, but you get a C on a test. A C could prevent you from becoming a doctor. That shouldn't do anything to affect your goal. So what if you got a C? You know, I got a D in my first biochem test in medical school. I got an A in biochem in undergrad. But I all of a sudden go to medical school, same test, and I get a D. That's not going to stop me. You know, you might have finite disappointment. Dating. You know how many men blew me off, right? Stood me up. I finally found a husband. So, you know, words to live by. We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Another one of my favorites. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So I have been very fortunate not to have a lot of enemies in my life that I know of. I really don't like making enemies, but there have been some people that have messed with my life. Interestingly, when I see them, I'm nicer than nice. I rarely will turn on the B mode, and it's because I think it affects them more. I think I come out of it better. I told you guys, if you're ever dumped, let's say, the worst thing to do is to act all sad and mad. The best thing to do is to go on and act like, I'm good. Yeah, good to see you. You're doing good. I'm glad you're doing good. I know it didn't work with us, but power to you. And your happiness and your love and your glowing does more than being all, you know, pissy about it. So I think I've never seen hate take a person to a better place. And Martin Luther King obviously had the insight and intelligence and the passion to know that. He said, forgiveness is not an occasional act, it's a permanent attitude. I have forgiven every person that has wronged me. It's pretty easy to do, and I feel good about it. I'm not going to forget. I'm going to remember. I'm going to not trust that person. But I'll forgive them, because people are idiots. I understand human nature, and some people are just real dumbasses. So I can, you know, I can relate. I'll forgive. He writes, I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Agree 1,000% with Martin Luther King on this one. Whenever you are mad or despise somebody or hate them, it hurts. It's painful to hate. I don't feel good. There's not, I don't like disliking or hating something. And I would rather, you know, find what I could love about them and just concentrate on that and try to nurture that. Because I got to tell you, it could consume you. He says, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Amen to that. We think that what we see has to be the end all or the path. And, you know, I'm very faith-based because I've had paths that have looked like complete tornadoes in front of me, and thank God, God has helped me. And so I'm a believer that if you do have that faith, that a path will follow. One of the more concrete examples was the Indiana Jones, the third movie, the Last Crusade, where he had to take, there was no walkway, and he had to take that step. And when he did, there was something that caught his foot, and then he was able to walk across. I have that image in my mind all the time, not because of Indiana Jones, but it's so true. Never succumb to the temptation of bitterness. For those of you that struggle with depression, or those of you who struggle with toxic people in your life, they will win, these toxic people, or the depression will win if you succumb to your bitterness, as Martin Luther King said. So don't do it. Don't let them get you. Don't let anybody ruin your life. Don't let a boss. Don't let a coworker. Don't let an ex-partner, ex-lover. To hell with them. Why should they win twice? Don't let them do it. Don't be bitter. Nothing irritates an enemy more than your happiness. So be happy. But don't give in. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. That's true. We're here on this earth for a reason. And we're here to make this earth better, make a better world for our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids. The day we just kind of are just there for ourselves, it affects us not only as a person but as a community as a whole. I agree with that. We may have all come on different ships, Martin Luther King said, but we're all in the same boat now. Amen to that. And then the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. So true. The reason why in medical school they make it so hard is because you can't be a good doctor just being, oh yeah, I got A's and I have the most perfect landscape to work in. Yeah, if you can't work in the rain, during a fire, during a cold, you won't be able to be much of who you need to be. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I was really hoping the Vikings would pull through. God, that was a rough one. Same thing with the Ravens, although I knew the Bengals would win. But, man, what a game. Really, really good games. And then Jacksonville? Oh, my God, what a comeback. So, a lot of good football. But what hasn't been good is what we're seeing between employees and employers. And for those of you that think the two-week notice concept is still alive and well, you're wrong. The two-week notice is probably as 20th century as they come. We're not seeing that much more. And a lot of people have not gotten the memo. So you have the new Gen Z employees, and the Gen Zs were born 1995 to 2010. And then the millennials are 1980 to 1995. The millennials kind of learned from us Gen Xs and baby boomers going, okay, well, if you're going to quit, you get 2 weeks' notice. The boss appreciates it. Still do a good job because you're going to need them as a reference. You want to leave on good terms in case you need to get that job back or in case they move to another firm and you run into them. So, you know, always cover your bases. Gen Z is a little different. And they have some logic behind their decisions. Gen Z isn't seeing what we had seen, where if we're going to let you go, we're going to give you notice. You're going to have ample time to find a new job so you could feed your family. We'll give you maybe a severance pay. And, I mean, it's a process. Like with Twitter giving their employees some severance pay was kind of nice. The average employer isn't doing that. And so many employers are like, you're out, leave. So what's happening? How come the two-week notice isn't being used? Well, one thing that I noticed as an employer is I always wanted to give employees notice. And I said, look, I don't think it's working out. The problem I noticed is during that two-week time, and remember, I'm having abnormal labs come in, people that could have breast cancer, prostate cancer, melanoma. And I noticed that some of the ones who were already checking out didn't care, would throw the labs into another pile. Not maliciously, it just they were checked out. So to have a disgruntled employee handling your patient's very private, sensitive life or death information, we're like, you know what, we'll give you pay, leave now. We also had employees who would steal on their way out. And so at that point, it's like, well, so I've seen, and many employers have also seen this, that when you let somebody go, they're not going to be happy. So if they're not going to be happy, they could, you know, badmouth you, try to take other employees with them, steal, things like that. And so many employers are like, I can't have somebody walking around the place for 2 weeks that could be causing mayhem. Now, that's because before you would be like, all right, well, thank you for giving me this transition. I'm going to, you know, still come in these 2 weeks. I'm going to work and then I'll try to find a job. And, you know, before there was some sort of a process. Now it's, well, screw you. And a lot of employees now are not getting the two-week notice. Employers are like, you know what, it's not working, you're out, done, go. Now, in addition to some of the things I said, employers don't want to give you any more leave. So if you're there another 2 weeks, you accrue more leave. So employers are like, leave now. This way you don't accrue more leave. So employees are like, well, then why am I giving notice? Why am I going to give my boss 2 weeks notice? He could just turn around and kick me out. He could turn around and say, you're out, don't be here. And then I lose 2 weeks of pay. So one thing I've noticed that many employees have told me is they might have a job that starts February 1st. But if they give notice now and their boss kicks them out, they'll have 2 weeks of no pay. So they would rather work until that January 31st, then say goodbye, so then they could go ahead and take on that new job. So I see both sides. I definitely see both sides. So this concept of two-week notice, which would allow a more civil transition, no longer exists with a lot of companies. So you and I as a consumer are walking to a restaurant and seeing stations in shambles, people running around, you see empty tables. I waited tables. I worked in a restaurant. I worked in a bar. I know. So I could see half the restaurant not used. I could see the people running around, and it's because not enough staff. And if staff decide, you know what, I'm going to use my leave because I'm going to quit anyway, so let me use my leave, that's a sure sign that somebody's when they use up all their leave. Then the other employees are stuck. They're running around, you know, or you have long wait line. How many times have you been on the phone waiting for customer service and you're waiting for an hour when it used to just take 5 minutes? Again, no staff. And then the employer can't train new staff. If you don't have that two-week notice, you can't take that 2 weeks to train the new person. Because that's really what that person does. That person is leaving. That person will train the new person in their stead. It just doesn't exist anymore. So we're seeing chaos. Many of you have said, what is wrong with that place? It's a mess. It's in shambles. The employees look like they're all discombobulated. Well, it's because we just don't have this systematic, somebody's leaving, we're bringing somebody else in, we're going to train them, we'll pay you to train them, we'll give you... We just don't have that. They're like, you know what? Get out of here. Leave. You're toxic. And then, or, I'm not gonna give notice. I hate you guys. See ya. And that's the other thing, too. If you have to try to apply for a job, how do you work during office hours and try to apply and go on an interview? You need to... You know, so when I've had employees who needed to apply and get another job or work in a different industry, would let them off early so they could go ahead and apply. So a real good, and I've had relationships where I'm like, look, I know you're looking for another job because you need to be closer to home and we're far away. Not a problem. I don't care if it takes you 2 weeks, a month, 6 months. You just let us know when you can so we can hire somebody new. And we had somebody who was in the process of quitting for a year. It took them a year to find a job close to home that paid as well. And it took them a year. No problem. It worked out good. So it can still exist where you have a relationship with your employer where you can, you know, have a nice transition. That's a way to do it. If you think your employer is going to fire you because he thinks you're going to steal or rack up extra leave or just take your leave, one thing you could say is, look, you know, I know I've been with you for a while. I want to make sure that whoever takes over my job is trained. So I will be here to train them. I will be here to, and you know, a lot of employers like, thank you for that. And then you might be able to stay on and do what you need to. But we're just not seeing that these days. But here's the problem. There's a trend on TikTok where people are bragging about this no 2 week notice. And they're like, why do it? And I get it. You know, if your boss isn't going to give you 2 weeks notice, why should you? So these employers or these employees are putting hashtag no 2 week notice or quiet quitting. Quiet quitting is where you just do kind of a half-assed job until they finally let you go. You know, and no 2 week notice is I'm not going to give 2 week notice. Here's the problem. Let's say you now want a job and you really like this one job that you want to apply for. Employers are going to look at social media. In fact, I can't tell you how many applications now ask straight up, what's your Twitter? What's your Instagram? So they'll go on it to see. Even though you might have a private account, they want to see what you post. They might also be able to see what you like. So if there's somebody bragging about, I didn't give 2 week notice, and you're there, you know, going, hoorah, or like, yeah, or, dude, agree 100%. You think that boss is going to hire you if they don't think you're going to give 2 week notice and you're going to drop them like a hot potato? So, you know, be careful with that. Because there are old school bosses that are baby boomers, Gen X, maybe millennials, and they, you know, want smooth transitions. They also want to see loyalty. But right now we don't have employer loyalty and we don't have employee loyalty. So both sides distrust each other. And this is why we have such a mess in retail, in tourism, in entertainment, in if you don't think you're going to have 2 weeks notice and you're going to get canned same day, why should you give notice yourself? So just I don't know where the answer is, but all I hear from employers all the time is how employees let them down and they don't trust them. And all I hear from employees is how employers don't have their back. This is going to get worse before it gets better. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is remembering civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yesterday morning, on what would have been Dr. King's 91st birthday, I attended the Sunday services at Ebenezer. And it was deeply meaningful and moving for me. It was because we face another inflection point in our nation's history.
The free school lunch program that came during COVID has gone away, and a new study reveals it's hitting districts hard. They can either take on debt or take a kid's food away.
It's been real heartbreaking for a lot of school meal program directors to take this benefit away from their students and families.
Diane Pratt-Hebner is with the School Nutrition Association. Their study found districts are taking on huge debts so they can still feed needy students. Tim Berg, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Dr. Dolly, your show, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So horrifying when you hear of a plane crash. And I travel a lot. And when you see FaceTime video of people on the plane looking all happy and excited, to know moments later they perished, it's just chilling. You just can't recover seeing that. So, as many of you heard, this weekend, there was a deadly plane crash that killed all 72 people on board. 69 have been killed, and their bodies recovered. I think they're looking for three more. But a search and rescue operation is underway. A Yeti Airlines flight crashed near the city of Pokhara. Hundreds of emergency personnel on Monday took part of the search and recovery mission. It had to be paused, but will resume tomorrow. Koski District Police Chief Superintendent A.J. Casey said earlier Monday that the chance of finding survivors was extremely low. Apparently, it crashed and it was in a gorge. 41 victims have now been identified, according to the airline. One was a very famous Russian blogger. The autopsies are delayed because forensic experts couldn't reach Pokhara as quickly as one would have thought. Two South Korean citizens are presumed to be among those killed in the crash, according to CNN. And based on their belongings, according to South Korea's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Nepali authorities said the bodies presumed to be foreigners would be taken to Kathmandu, where they will go through necessary inspections and be identified. It is the worst air disaster in the Himalayan nation in 30 years. It was also the third worst aviation accident in Nepal's history. Experts say conditions such as inclement weather, low visibility, mountainous topography all contribute to Nepal's reputation as being very dangerous for aviation. But what was interesting was, and you can't really tell much from the weather, but there was a video of somebody who was, I guess, on their balcony videotaping the plane, and the plane was low. And then it took a turn on its side before it crashed. So it almost looks like it was more of a failure of the plane. I believe the plane was only 15 years old. It wasn't an old plane. The Yeti's airline flight had finished a short journey from the capital, Kathmandu, to Pokhara when it lost contact with the control tower. 15 foreign nationals were on board, according to the country's Civil Aviation Authority. They said the pilot of the downed flight had lost her husband. A co-pilot for the same airline in a similar crash in 2006. So the pilot had lost her husband, who also worked for the airlines, who crashed in 2006. Anju Katiwava had decided to become a pilot after her husband died, Deepak Pokhrel, and used the insurance payout money to travel to the U.S. for her training. She had been with the airline since 2010 and had more than 6,300 hours of flight experience. Katiwada was a captain and was flying with an instructor pilot for additional training at the time of the crash. Wow. Pokhara is a lakeside city, popular tourist destination, a gateway to the Himalayas. It serves as a starting point for the famous Annapurna Circuit trekking route. About thousands, hundreds of thousands of visitors visit that area. So they're looking at what the cause of the crash was. The plane's black box has been recovered. It's going to be handed to the Civil Aviation Authority. And the airline is being inspected. But, you know, Nepal is a, you know, country of 29 million people. It is home to 8 of the world's 14 highest mountains, including Mount Everest. Beautiful landscapes. It's exquisite, but known to have hostile topography and huge challenges for flight. And they say the terrain can be difficult to navigate from the air, particularly during bad weather. Aircraft with 19 seats or fewer are more likely to have accidents due to these challenges. So, you know, as we're getting more information, we're hearing of other flights that sadly happened. In May 2022, a Tara Air flight departing from Pokhara crashed into a mountain, killing 22 people. In early 2018, U.S. Bangla Airlines flight from Bangladesh capital Dhaka to Kathmandu crashed on landing, caught fire. It killed 51 of the 71 on board. In 2016, a Terra Air flight crashed while flying the same route as the aircraft that was lost Sunday. That incident involved a recently acquired Twin Otter aircraft flying in clear conditions. So, well, as we know more, we'll tell you, but you're gonna see, you know, a Facebook live stream on the plane of people excited they were on the plane, and, you know, the blogger posting her final picture before the plane crashed, and it's just crushing. In the meantime, we had a near miss at JFK. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Passengers aboard a Delta flight who were going to go to the Dominican Republic were screaming in terror a Friday night when their plane grounded to an abrupt stop. They were at 150 miles per hour and had to stop because an American Airlines plane crossed into their runway. Not sure how this could have happened. They said, we're talking split seconds here, but the initial cognition is this is not going to end well. This was according to Danal Brian Healy. There were vocal reactions, a few screams when the plane first started showing, slowing, then total silence. A Boeing 737 was already traveling 115 miles an hour down a runway at New York's JFK Airport Friday night when air traffic controller noticed that the American Airlines flight to the UK crossed from an adjacent runway right in front of the departing plane. Air traffic controller told American Airlines flight, well, you heard the cussing. There was cussing, and then they immediately tried to get the planes to stop, and luckily they did. Air traffic control had told the American Airlines flight to cross runway 31L at Kilo, but instead crossed runway 4 left at Juliet, crossing directly in front of the Delta flight at around 8:45. So pilot error, air traffic control error, what happened? So the Delta pilot had to take an immediate break, and fortunately, they were able to prevent a crash. Audio recording suggests the American Airlines pilot did not properly follow air traffic control's instructions. As the Aviation Herald reports, the American Airlines flight was on taxiway B for departure from runway 04L, was cleared to cross runway on taxiway K, but instead continued straight on, joining taxiway J. This is why I'm not a pilot. I would get all this wrong. You see all the letters when you land and when you take off, and you, all right, yeah, those mean something. And pilots are supposed to know where to go. So there was some obscenities. And then you heard Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance. Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance. And by the way, the air traffic control people didn't yell and scream. They were still very professional and calm. And then Delta 1943, say intentions, because they wanted to make sure that the pilot knew. And I guess the pilot heard. He said, the last clearance we were given, we were cleared to cross. Is that correct? And then the air traffic controller responded. And then the pilot was pretty cool. He wanted to be professional. But you could see he's like, okay, you guys told us to do this. But when you're a pilot and you're speaking to air traffic control, you have to kind of use the lingo and you need to be as calm as possible, even though you know what they were thinking. And the air traffic controller responds, I guess we'll listen to the tapes, but you were supposed to depart 4L. You're currently holding short of runway 31L. So then I guess I heard that the pilot's like, okay. So I don't know what the hell happened, but whoa. Whoa. And so FAA is on board, the National Transportation Safety Board. I'm sure Pete Buttigieg was woken up again to try to figure out what happened. But these are things where, I'm not sure if people are overworked, understaffed, exhausted, half-assed, but something's got to be done, because we can't be having any more tragedies. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while schools and parents and doctors are debating on how we should approach transgender affirming care, transgender medical support, transgender surgeries, a big question many people are asking is, can we interview those who have undergone it and get a pretty non-biased, just neutral account of what you went through? so we could share that information with our child, share that information with our patients. And we don't have a lot of studies, and we have a lot of anecdotal. You hear some people saying, I was miserable, wish I didn't do it. You had other people saying, I loved it, best thing I ever did. And so, you know, me, I have definitely contemplated undergoing certain cosmetic surgery to nip tuck certain things. And I had a breast lift. Didn't have implants, but I had a breast lift after I breastfed. And mind you, it's not easy. Having surgery is not easy. But to have the breast removed, to undergo a procedure to add a phallus, and I mind you, you know, a lot of us women, I know people say, oh, women have penis envy. Some of us do. I got to tell you, when I go camping, it really would be nice to be able to stand to pee. And when I was in Europe and there weren't a lot of toilets, there were like holes in the ground. Like, it would be really easy if I wasn't wearing a dress or I could just stand and pee in the hole. So, yeah, some of us might be a little bit more jealous of our other gender counterparts, but to undergo surgery is a pretty big commitment, especially for those who are committing to be another gender. So what happens? Well, we have one study. It's small. This comes out of Canada, and I have the study right here. It was published in Neuro-Urology Urodynamics. And let me see if I can find out which university. It's Women's College Research Institute, Women's College Hospital, Toronto, Canada, Lawrence S. Bloomberg Faculty of Nursing. And then I think they worked with Emory Potter, Williams Women's College Research Institute. So this is a Canadian study. And they looked at patient-reported symptoms and adverse outcomes seen in Canada's first vaginoplasty post-operative care clinic. So what this included were individuals who were biological men, identified as trans women, and had surgery to create a vagina. Usually the testicles are removed because we need to know and keep an eye for testicular cancer. If you're going to identify as female and you may not tell us you have testicles, that could be an issue. So testicles are usually removed, and then the surrounding tissue is used to make a vagina. Now, owning a vagina, I don't know why anybody would want one. Right? There's a lot of upkeep, a lot of issues with it. But there are individuals who want that, and I understand that's their choice. But what happened when they had surgery? So they looked at 80 individuals whose average age was 39 years old. Some of the people were 19. One was 73 years old. So most of the patients, though, had surgery at another surgical center. Canada's like, don't blame us for this. 76.3% happened outside of Canada. They said many patients, at least a fifth, had to come back and get care within the first 3 months after surgery. The majority, at least 55%, needed some care within the first year. It wasn't just a one and done. They needed care. 61.3% were seen for more than one visit and had multiple concerns. So what was the concern? Well, over 53% had pain. Some had dilation concerns, 46.3%, meaning to be able to dilate the vagina and have an opening. Many had surgical site or vaginal bleeding. Now, trust me, no transgender woman wants a period. That's not why they're transitioning. But there was bleeding from maybe the post-op site or from vasculature that was rerouted. And then sexual function concerns were common. 11.3% or 1 in 10 couldn't have an orgasm. Same amount were having pain with sex. And then there was hypergranulation, scarring, urinary dysfunction, having issues urinating, and wound healing issues. So their conclusion in this said, the study demonstrates the need for routine postoperative care in patients undergoing vaginoplasty. Patients experience numerous symptoms and concerns that often correlate with clinical findings and require multiple follow-up appointments. Healthcare providers may benefit from further education on the more common non-surgical issues identified in the study. So what they're basically saying is if somebody, let's say, goes to another country or they go to another facility, there should be appropriate follow-up. Now, I get that many insurances in America, when you have the procedure, the follow-up doesn't get paid. It's bundled in the procedure. So I hear that many people will get a biopsy done and just say, call us, don't come back, because it costs money for them to come back and they're not getting paid. So they have this hole with no stitches in their skin. We used to put a stitch in, have you come back, remove the stitch, make sure the wound looked good, decide if we have to take more based on the results. It's all different now. Now I see people with these big, like, you know, circular, right, craters in their skin, no stitches, so they don't have to come back. We're doing things now where we're going to do the procedure, see ya. Can't be done. If you are going to be changing your anatomy and going from male to female, having a vagina is no easy task, not to mention creating one. And those of us that aren't transitioning and we just have vaginas, we have to go to a gynecologist, all right, for things. There's upkeep, there's maintenance. And my concern is we've been glorifying weight loss surgery, glorifying cosmetic surgery, glorifying things, but we aren't really giving people the proper education. I had no idea that I was going to have to walk around with drains after I had my breast lift. No idea. And that was, I mean, I did it, but I, you know, that's something people might need to realize, that you're going to be collecting fluid. I mean, I knew as a doctor I probably would, but the average person didn't realize it. So all my friends are like, let me see. So when I showed them and they saw the surgical, they were like, whoa, are you in pain? I go, surprisingly not. But I mean, now you can't even tell. You don't see the scars. You don't see the drain sites. They look good, but I mean, it's pretty, I don't want to say barbaric because my surgeon was good, but it's pretty involved. And so if we are going to be talking to kids, young kids, about their gender and about the options they have, we need to make sure they are of an age and a maturity to comprehend. Now, an 8-year-old child might not comprehend anorgasmia, not being able to have orgasms. They may not be able to comprehend what that could entail. A 10-year-old child might not be able to decide then and there if they're ever going to want to have fertility options. Now, many people say it's okay. We'll harvest the eggs. We'll store the sperm so they can later have a baby. Well, many individuals want to carry the child, either as a transgender male or not. So we're assuming that we are going to know what every transgender is going to want. I mean, I'm cisgender. I'm female. I was born female. I identified as female. But if you asked me about having babies when I was 10, I'd be like, oh, hell no. If you asked me when I was 13, we could stop your period and you don't ever have to worry about that. You don't want kids, do you? Oh, hell no. Yet, man, when I was 28, I wanted a baby. When I was 27. So we change. This study is small, and it doesn't mean everybody's going to, you know, incur issues. But this is the type of thing we need to be able to express to individuals who are considering undergoing any surgical change. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.